represent me. Every word in my letter to the president.
Blacks is broke, think it's a joke that we living low. Y'all sniffing, blowing posts of what they getting for. Tell the secretary it's necessary, we get paid. Look what you made, little kids getting sprayed. Day after day and night after night. Battles and wars to the daylight. We might change or rearrange if you do something. Till then we gonna keep it coming, Mr. President. And I meant every word in my letter to the president.
Word motherfucking life, fuck this nigga thing. Taxes, taking off welfare. We supposed to just sit here, go broke and die? Starving? Motherfuckers crazy and motherfuckers scout. Nigga, this thug life. West Side Outlaw Immortals, nigga. If the times was coming, tell me what to do. These niggas acting up in the hood, send more troops. Dear Mr. President, tell me what to do. These niggas acting up in the hood, send more troops. Dear Mr. President, tell me what to do. These niggas acting up in the hood, send more troops. Dear Mr. President, tell me what to do. These niggas acting up in the hood, send more. Dear Mr. Clinton, shit, it's hard in order for a motherfucker to make a dollar in these here streets. I mean, shit, I hear him screaming peace, but we can't find peace till my little niggas on these streets get a piece. I know you feel me, cause you too near me not to hear me. So won't you help a nigga out? Saying we cut welfare, that got us niggas on the street, thinking who in the hell care? Shit, y'all want us to put down our Glocks and our rocks. Y'all ain't ready to give us no motherfucking dollars. What happened to our 40 acres in the moon, fool? Oh, stupid. Think you got us looking in the loop. Trying to turn all us young niggas into troops. You want us to fight your war? What the fuck I'm fighting for? Shit, I ain't got no love here. You had a check all year. Taxing all the blacks and police beating me in the streets. Fuck peace.
Backing up in the hood, send more troops.
Fucking ponderous, man. Ponderous, fucking ponderous.
You are listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where we pepper in both the real Casey Kasem and the fake AI Casey Kasem.
Yeah. So, hey, this is the Curated Catastrophe, which is super upbeat in this drizzly Sunday. I'm like, what day is our show? Sunday. Oh, right.
The sky is threatening. Isn't that what you called it?
I said it was a threatening sky.
Threatening sky. So that was my last segment. So, hey, I would like...
This last segment was yours.
Yes. This last segment was mine. Grammar. Did you know, Maldor, that the USPS was founded on September 26th in 1789?
Wow.
1789.
That seems like a while ago.
Yeah, it seems like a while ago.
Because, I mean, postage, the Postal Service has always been super important, you know, like, particularly back then, though. Like, you know, if you were stationed overseas, if you were on a boat or whatever, mail call was like the highlight of your month. Because it was the only words you'd have from back home.
What about telegrams? Can we talk about telegrams for a second?
It's communication.
So I found some telegrams when my mom was traveling back and forth to Italy, and she was coming home, and she would message her parents, but it would be in telegrams. The whole thing was typed out on a piece of paper that's now gone like sepia tone with age.
Right.
But it was like typed out, and then any error or correction had a thin strip of paper with just as tall as the font was on the typewriter. It's just like an amazing... It's just... God, the things we did.
Sure.
Telegraphs. Anyway, okay, so USPS, that entire last set was about sending letters. Last we heard Letter to the President, that was Tupac and the Outlaws. Before that, Letter to My Son, deeply depressing, but a beautiful song.
That's where I dug up the ponderous quote, because damn, that was depressing.
It was.
But it had violins and shit, though.
It did, and nothing gets solved without violence. By DMX, featuring Usher and Brian King Joseph. Opening up the set, it was Letter to the King by The Game, featuring Nas.
And we're listening to the FedEx Hold music from the 1980s.
Opening up the set, it was the USPS jingle from 1989. Again, another piece of Americana.
Yeah, that did have a Bruce Hornsby in the Range sort of vibe.
And I couldn't play all of the jingles back to back because then it would just sound like, you know, something that got left on the cutting room floor of MTV in 1989. So, anyway, You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. We are doing our best to keep your spirits up on this really dismal day just before the holidays. However, Maldor, it should be noted, we've just passed the solstice, so technically our days are just barely getting longer. So even if it feels like... even if it feels like you're in the darkest depths of this hold music, just know that the days are getting longer. I'm optimistic. What are you up to? Pushing buttons over the mouth? Do you have something
producing
lined
things.
Up? Yeah. Are you? Do you have something lined up for us in the next set?
I do. But I was going to promote. So we're going to do a show next week, right? The 29th.
Okay.
I believe we're doing a show next week.
I have to get to a dinner after that. But I'm
And I was going to promote next door at the Makeout Room. The Dire Wolves are doing a extraordinarily rare live performance right here in San Francisco. Jeffrey Alexander is one of the drivers of the Dire Wolves. He used to have a show on Radio Valencia. Very interesting improvised psychedelia. I saw them at an art gallery in the last time I was in Paris. You made the
face. I did.
Yes, it was very avant-garde. I'm in Paris singing an avant-garde show. But they're playing next Sunday at 7 p.m. and they'll be done by 9, so you can be home at a reasonable hour on Sunday. Also today from 4 to 8, Lee Po from Cheap Hooch is DJing at a place called El Chato, C-H-A-T-O. Which is here in the Mission. She's DJing a vinyl set, which you can go to their website, and there's a live webcast of it, and I'm sure their website's reliable.
Not like ours at the internet radio station. While you're mentioning events, Maldor, let's go ahead and reiterate the importance of the Radio Valencia fundraiser, which, mark your calendars, is on February 6th, Thursday, at the Kilowatt. It's going to be a fun time. We're a really good group of people. Like, interesting. Like,
yeah,
definitely.
Every time I hang out with Radio Valencia DJs, they're kind of they're all really interesting personalities.
Agreed.
And you missed the most recent staff meeting. We hadn't had a staff meeting in like a year and a half or something. And like a third, half the people were there were people I didn't know already. I hadn't met before, so it was kind of great to... because it used to be I trained everybody, so I knew everybody. But fortunately, other people are doing training now, so... there were a bunch of new faces and some new enthusiasm, which is great. Because we need some new enthusiasm in our tired old white man-run station.
It's true. And if you would like to correspond with us about that, just send us your money. Just go ahead and go to RadioValencia.fm, smash that PayPal button, just send whatever amount you would like.
Yes.
God damn it, it would help.
Yeah.
Anyway. We're doing our best, but sometimes it's not enough. Okay, so let's talk about what's next. We've done, correspondence, USPS. We've talked about Trump and how he wants to privatize.
Yeah, where are you?
Dude, the USPS, that's the thing, though, Maldoror. They're not, like, under the capitalistic...
It's like,
they don't have to, like, make...
Yeah, it's like if they suddenly...
N plus one gains every quarter. They're just delivering mail to everyone.
You've got to respond to shareholder value. It's like if we suddenly started expecting libraries to turn a profit.
But they operate on equality. Like, they really do...
It's a service.
Go to... Well, they're like, the last of the true civil servants. Who's left?
I don't know, a friend of mine just got a job at the post office, actually, so hopefully she's not involved in the apparently oncoming cuts.
Well.
She's having a late-in-life career shift, and I'm like, are they hiring?
Yeah, you would like to walk a little while, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and go postal.
Yeah.
All right.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm and Maldoror. What's up next?
It's a song about getting a letter from the government.
Are you being served?
No. It's about getting a draft notice. This is Public Enemy with Black Steel and the RFKS.
A ballad behind bars, or you could say real rock from the rock. An unusual musical happening in a most unusual place. The state prison...
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it. It said they were suckers. They wanted me for their army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn. I said never. Here is a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me and myself, because that very minute it occurred to me the suckers had authority. Cold sweating as I dwell in my cell. How long has it been? They got me sitting in a state pen. I gotta get out, but that thought was thought before. I contemplated a plan on the cell floor. I'm not a fugitive on the run. Brother, brother like me begun to be another one. Public enemy serving time. They drew the line, y'all. They criticized me for some crime. Nevertheless, they could not understand that I'm a black man and I can never be a veteran. All the strength of situations unreal. I got a raw deal, so I'm looking for the steel.
Yo, Chuck, we're gonna break you out of here, man. Words of strength, G.
I'm going for that steel.
Word up, G. They're trying to put black out of the game by keeping you in there, you know what I'm saying? But they can't keep a black man down.
Got it. Got me in the cell.
Hey, yo, Chuck, we got it.
Y'all
ain't gonna stop me, man.
Got it. Got me in the cell. Got it.
Hey, yo, Chuck, they get a lot of play.
Got it. Got me in the cell. I grabbed his gun and he did what I said so. And every man's demand got served, along with the time they served. Decency was deserved. To understand my demands, I gave a warning. I wanted the governor, y'all, and plus the warden to know that I was innocent. Because I'm militant, posing a threat. You better government.
Yeah.
My plan said I had to get out and break north. Just like Oliver's neck, I had to get off. My boys had the feds in check. They couldn't try nothing. We had a force to instigate a prison riot. This is what it takes for peace. So I just took the piece. Black for black. It's high time to cut the leash. Freedom to get out to the ghetto. No sellout. Six COs we got. We ought to put their head out.
Yeah.
But I'll give them a chance cause I'm civilized. As for rest of the world, they can't realize a cell is hell. I'm a rebel, so I rebel. Between bars got me thinking like an animal. Got a woman CO to call me a copter. She tried to get away, and I popped her twice, right? Now I wanna get nice. I had six COs, and now it's five to go, and I'm serious. Call me delirious, but I'm still a captive. I gotta rap this time to break as time grows a tent. I got my steel in my right hand. Now I'm looking for the fence.
Hey, yo, Chuck, we got the dope plan in effect. G, word to the strength, man.
I'm looking for that. Into the courtyard, followed by 52 brothers, bruised, battered, and scarred, but hard. Going out with a bang, ready to bang out. The power from the sky, from the tower, shots rang out. A high number in dose, yes, and something close. I figure I trigger my steel stand and hold my post. This is what I mean, an anti-nigga machine. If I come out alive, then they won't come clean. Then I threw up, my steel bullets flew up. And to my surprise, the wall and tower blew up. Who shot what, who, what, the bazooka was who? And to my rescue, it was the S1W.
Yeah.
To kill my getaway, so I just got away. The joint broke from the black smoke. Then they saw it was rougher than the average bluffer. Cause the steel was black, the attitude exact. Now the chase is on, I'm telling you to come on. 53 brothers on the run, and we are gone.
here for so many years.
No more, Glenwood, no more, Bethel,
listening to The Curie Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
That was my set.
We're having a really good time here in studio, but Maldor has just ingested an inordinate amount of jalapenos.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm Mexican-Irish.
Your face is red right now.
No, it's not.
It's okay.
Anyway, we kick things off with Black Steel in the Hour of Chaos by Public Enemy. Seriously, that was barely spicy. Middle song of the set was Open Letter to a Landlord by Living Color. Living Color and Public Enemy are inextricably linked in my mind because they were both very political bands from the late 80s. And also, the first time I saw either of them live, they were both opening for Fishbone at the Santa Monica Civic, which is still probably my top three shows ever, was Stetsasonic, Public Enemy, Living Color opening for Fishbone. Oh, man, that was a good show. And then the last song of the set was, which Shay wasn't a fan of, but at least it wasn't as depressing as goddamn Letter to My Son.
Yeah, that was rough.
It was Letter from America by the Proclaimers, which I thought was funny because, oh, they have another song? And they would walk 500 miles to send.
I was going to say, they're not even from America.
If you go, will you send back Will you send back a letter from America? You thought it was much sadder than it was. I thought, but whatever. I was just like, oh, the Proclaimers have a different song. I will check it out.
No, I felt like it was more than that. You said that you wanted to find a wailing song, but what coincidence would there be with a wailing song and mail?
Yeah. Yeah, did the whale eat the postman,
or the message in the bottle,
there
or
could
whatever?
Be a whale and message in the bottle one.
But so your last track sort of met our pseudo shanty quotient for the week.
Yeah,
right. It's not a whaling song, but pretty fucking close. Sounds like it.
Yeah, from the Scottish Highlands, the Proclaimers. Actually, I don't know if they're from the Highlands. I know they're from Scotland. They're probably from fucking Glasgow. Anyway, that was my set. How does it keep getting so freaking late? I think we probably talk too much.
Well, some would agree. This is supposed to be a music show.
Right.
We do a good job. We're just here to keep you company. But we have one more thing to do.
Oh, shit. We should do that.
We really do. So
we're going to open a gift from Dead Mom.
From Dead Mom, labeled 2022. And in fact, if we have another episode next week, I'll just bring the rest.
If?
Well, I'm just saying, depending on the schedule. What is it?
It's a loofah thing.
Is it? So this is the Dry Body Brush by Live Green. Give it a feel. You can touch it on the inside. Now you have my creepy fingerprints on it. It exfoliates and smooths skin, promotes circulation brush with handle. Well, there you go.
With handle. All right, well, thanks. I'll use that
It's not with nail and eye. It's with handle.
Wash the crucial bits.
Just wash off the resentment of every day. The resentment and, resignation of every day.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. Thank Dead Mom.
Thanks, Dead Mom.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, we could do more Christmas gift opening next week.
I'll bring a bunch of them. It's so weird. She just has, this stash and...
I think when you get to be a certain age, you have a stash of generic gifts for, fucking UPS guy's here. Here's a generic gift that, have a loofah.
When she first passed away, I got together a set of whole drinking things for my girlfriends that like to drink, and I sent them in the mail with correspondence, just these gifts that Mom had, because I didn't want to get, I don't know, anyway.
Anyway.
Send random gifts to your friends, guys. Send them a letter so that they have something to look forward to aside from bills and junk mail.
Yeah.
What a pleasant fucking surprise. Can't even imagine. Who does that anymore? I don't know. Everyone. Some people. They still sell stamps. Just try a little bit.
Yeah. When I was unemployed after the .com explosion in the early 2000s, I lived for the fucking mail drop because that was the era when you still got Netflix DVDs, delivered to you in the mail.
There was something to look forward to.
And I could hear the thunk thunk of the guy dropping it through my thing and be like, yes, I've got three new movies to watch while I sit here and wait for my next unemployment check. Yay!
Well, don't worry. Now you can just subscribe to things in between your next unemployment checks, Maldor. Things are the same, and yet... Anyway.
And yet I'm older and more unemployable.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
So what else about correspondence, though? Anything else you want to add?
Well, what's the favorite your favorite letter you ever wrote?
That I ever wrote?
Yeah.
Well,
or that you ever received. I mean, if that's an easy. You said you had all these stories.
The letter that I received. That's right. Okay, so in terms of correspondence, didn't we talk about Scott One before? Okay, so my mom's passed away. There's someone that I didn't know who was part of her life.
Right.
His name is Scott, which is also the name of my first brother, like my actual brother. Anyway, we don't know who this guy Scott is, but I sent him notice via the USPS, like, that mom had passed away finally, and I was like, hey, I'm sorry, it took me so long to tell you this, I don't know who you are. And mom and I talked about everything, and so I'm sorry for the delay, but here's the news. So he writes back, and he's like, yes, no, it's true, I'm exactly what you say, which is one of the secrets that your mother held close to her vest. And anyway, so we've only been in written correspondence introduced to one another. And there's this, like...
And you don't know what that means yet, whether he was her lover or her
or
offspring.
Or her son, or, yeah. I mean, he
her
could
other
be any,
son, Scott?
Yeah, he could be anyone. She could be Scott One.
It'd be so weird if your mother only had, like, one name that she was going to name her.
But she doesn't get to pick that. That's child. The thing. Like, you give a child up for adoption,
right.
Then it just sort of gets a name, right, from who would receive it. Anyway... So that's another, like, and I haven't followed up with him because I'm super nervous to...
I can understand you.
It's really not my story to tell. Like, that was my mom. She didn't want us to know about it. And yet here I am in communication, in correspondence with Scott One.
Yeah, I would want more details. I think I would have followed up on that.
Well, it's recent, though, Maldoror. Like, you're saying, like, I would follow up on it, but this is only, like... You know, like 3 weeks old, so it's not.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, statute of limitations.
It's a breaking news. Breaking news. Boopity bop bop bop. Boopity bop bop bop. That's right.
Okay. Well, we're in our last half hour. Shall we kick it over to your last set?
Oh, certainly. Right. Who knows anything about that?
I don't.
What's even coming up? Oh, here is, yes, I tend to take some liberties. You're either going to like, well, let's see. You're going to judge it either way. I definitely take some liberties in this next segment. We're going to open it up with something kind of fun by the correspondents. We'll certainly hear from Stevie Wonder or something I thought you might play. I left it as low-hanging fruit, but you certainly didn't take advantage of it. We'll close it out with something that is deeply, deeply emotional. Let's see if I can keep my shit together on air. Yeah, no, it's no violins, but what a delightful song that became relevant last year this time of year. You are listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, and I'm Shay from the Bay. Together with Maldoror, we're playing songs about correspondence.
And letter writing, and then postage, and postcards. I've got some postcard stuff later.
And don't privatize.
Yeah, it's a stupid idea.
It is. RadioValencia.fm.
Lips of pearly white teeth.
I don't show it, but I quiver whenever you come near. And I cannot decipher between the thrill and the fear. I wanna stop it, but like it too much, so let it stop. Fear, it's wrong, but I want it tonight. It was not my own volition, but I fell in deep. By running the distance I've been advised to keep. I trot to the wolf as a doting sheep. It's wrong, but I want it tonight. Fear and delight, all the way through the night. With a little daring do, in your arms, your kisses taste like bitter almonds. It's wrong, but I want you tonight. An addiction pulling me to a grave end. You're an enemy who I'm keen to defend.
descended throne, but I want you tonight. Fear and delight, all the way through the night, with a little daring do, I fall in love with you. Why is it that I'm keen to be devoured by you? When there's the option of a love affair that's pure and true, I always choose a dungeon over the sea view. It's strong, but I want it tonight. When I'm out the other side, I say never again. But when I'm running about, I wanna find the next fix and someone who'll be sure to drive me down the bend. It's strong, but I want it tonight. Fear and delight, daring to, oh, I fall in love with you. Fear and delight, all the way through the night, through with a little daring do, oh, I fall in love with you.
Oh yeah, baby. Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if you're
listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shay isn't over there smoking it. Thank you.
Who made you think you weren't enough and filled your soul with doubt? And that I needed you around. But what you needed was some space to figure yourself out. Would you go back and do it the same? Did regret make you wanna change? Misunderstood, underappreciated. But did you know I left this heart because of you? And I've been learning, it's a journey as I'm walking in your shoes. I'll pass along all your lessons. Took some time, but I got your message. If you ever wonder why I'm bulletproof, it's all because of you. The picture perfect sister when you needed me. And we might see it differently, but now we're old enough to know that we both made mistakes. I'd go back and do it the same. Guess I'm good at taking the blame. Misunderstood, underappreciated. But did you know? Because of you. And I've been learning, it's a journey as I'm walking in your shoes.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
The ponderous curated catastrophe.
You just, Maldoror, I feel like you really wanted to ruin that last song for me.
I'm sorry, but I didn't like it.
I understand. It was called Bulletproof, Letter to My Family by Jamie Fine. She's a Canadian vocal sensation. Before that, we heard Elise LeGros with Sincerely, which is a, you know, common closing in correspondence. Before that, we heard Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours by Stevie Wonder, because
we feel like to elevate the mood.
Yeah, if you insert Stevie Wonder, he just fixes everything. Opening it up, The Correspondence with Fear and Delight.
That was actually fun.
I thought so too, and I found The Correspondence original album. It's like, it came out 11 years ago. That was the one song I picked, but what a delightful album.
Never heard of him before.
Yeah, I hadn't either. So even though, Maldoror, we're not doing new releases, it is still possible that people might find their next favorite song.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to have come out just yesterday.
I might have something in this next set that's also new, if we get to it and stop talking.
Well, good luck on that. You want to go ahead?
Do we have anything else to add for this week?
You know, just to remind people to mark their calendars for Thursday, February 6th at the Kilowatt. It's going to be the Radio Valencia fundraiser DJ night. So just mark your calendar. We'll have more information next week.
Yeah, and that'll be super fun, and I won't be there.
Anyway.
Maybe I could come for the end. We shall see. Anyway, this has been the FedEx Hold music from 1989. Oh, that's a Didn't he also do the John Carpenter? Didn't he do? He did Friday the 13th or the other one.
We should do a movie soundtrack episode if you would be okay with instrumentals.
I could, but it will be kind of bleak and depressing. But sure, whatever.
Yeah, it totally would be. Do you know one of my most recent?
That seems to be
favorites?
Your vibe lately.
Okay, well, okay. What do you mean my vibe lately? I learned it by watching you, Maldoror. Learned it by watching you.
Okay, well, I'm going to try and pick the pace up a little bit as we close out our last set here at Radio Valencia. We'll see how many more songs I get to play.
About correspondence.
This is called An Open Letter to NYC.
Listen, all you New Yorkers.
From an old friend of mine. Oh, it had some words in the picture. You had changed your life. You said that if you're the same.
Yeah. smuggling through. And you're tired of making do. I'm tired of muddling through. It's a terrible thing to share everything that you've got with the one person who matters, and having not really matter. We used to write each other letters, but it's a curious thing to tell everything that you've got and get saved by a stranger you knew when you were younger. I'm gonna write another letter. I need to try and put it better.
Those letters by Frank Turner. I figured if I'm going to play New Metal Army, I may as well play Frank Turner too and get it all in before the end of the year.
That was a really nice song.
It's a song about having a pen pal when he was a teenage boy that was a girl. And he just described a little too much importance to that relationship. And then one day she sort of just stopped writing to him and it crushed him. But they've apparently recently resumed their correspondence.
An epistolatory relationship.
Yeah, sure. Middle song set was Midnight Youth with The Letter. They were sort of an alternative band from Australia that I confess that sounded better to me in previews than it did playing the whole thing, because then it got very Imagine Dragons and like big shouty mid-2000s anthem.
Fake top 40.
Yeah.
Australia.
And we kick things off with an open letter to NYC by the Beastie Boys, which of course is a great song from To the Five Boroughs. We are going to head out of here soon. So stay tuned for Cheap Hooch. I think that's an encore presentation because I know Lee Poe is doing her DJ thing at El Chato here in the Mission. You'll have to Google that address because I don't know where it is. So perhaps I will see you there. This is Radio Valencia.
.fm, and make sure to mark your calendars for February 6th at the Kilowatt for the Radio Valencia fundraiser DJ night.
My girl fell in love with a singing group from England far away. She lost her mind, she lost her heart when they began to play. Saint Bernard.